My grandparents owned a restaurant in my hometown, and my mom lived up above it in Milford, Mass. And that's sort of how my interest got piqued. So it was heavy Italian based. I mean, to this day, my mom still uses the same tomato sauce and meatball recipe that they used back then. They would make fresh mozzarella at the time, have a garden with tomato and basil outside. So that type of stuff. And it was really, this part of the town is, you know, it's the Plains area town. It was a heavy Italian immigration area, and it was a local hangout spot too. So it was a restaurant bar.
So I'm going to assume with a name like Mike McCarthy that you are also half Irish and half Italian.
I am also half Irish, half Italian. Giacomucci is my mother's maiden name.
So we're Paisan. We're like double Paisan. I'm half Italian and half Irish.
Yeah, it's a scary combination.
Does anyone ever tell you you look like a Wahlberg?
Yes.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. I
and then when I heard the Boston-ish connection there, I was like, oh, maybe, he is a Wahlberg.
Yeah, I have.
Maybe the restaurant is Wahlburgers. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Mike McCarthy, who is the director of food services at Deerfield Academy. Mike, you have a challenging job because not only are you serving people from our community that go to Deerfield Academy, but you're serving like princes of foreign nations and sons and daughters of dignitaries of all stripes.
And then those people also come on Parents' Day.
Oh, my goodness. And these people are probably used to eating at a certain level of quality, and you are responsible for bringing that quality to Deerfield Academy.
Yes, I am.
Without outing anybody, have there been any strange, like, either requests or suggestions or critiques of the Deerfield Academy food?
Yeah, we've had input from different constituents on sometimes based around food that comes from their homeland.
Oh, right.
Some requests for some of our international students, trying to get them the comfort food that we also serve for, you know, the American culture, where we do chicken pot pie.
Totally.
And trying to find recipes and ideas to do comfort food from their own heritage.
I bet you've also had compliments from people that are of the upper echelon that maybe you can wear as a badge of honor. Any of those that you might want to share?
Well, yeah. I mean, I do get parents who are grateful for the things that we do for their children, and whether it's, you know, bringing in some meals that are comfort food for them, or working with parents who really feel like they want to make a mark on the place. So also donating towards the food service so that we can do things that maybe are a little bit out of the realm of what we do every day.
And what's amazing is you have a tremendous focus on local, taking those resources and investing them in the community. Good Ben Clark, who is on the board of CISA and from Clarkdale Fruit Farm and Apple Farmer, is also on the board of
every single board he's on. It's unbelievable.
He's so bored.
The man about town. That's Ben.
And you've even brought apple pie with Clarkdale apples here.
I did. We have a full service bakery in the academy. You know, Ben or Tom deliver 3 times a week. They bring their apples in the ancient wooden crates that they use, which we then save for them. And
they're both alum of Deerfield Academy as well.
So I'm kind of curious, over time, how have you been able to expand your sourcing of local, and what has made that possible for you?
You know, I started in Deerfield in 1998, and we'd always done local purchasing, but on a smaller scale. So, you know, no pun intended, but the low-hanging fruit, potatoes, onions.
Oh, those are underground. They're not even low-hanging.
Yeah, those are underground, exactly. So those things were always going on. But as time went by, we started to develop different relationships with more people and tried to enter into things like trying to source asparagus in the spring locally.
Hard to do in the Pioneer Valley.
It is. You got to get your hands on it.
It's hard to do for 2,500 meals a day.
Exactly. So I was explaining to Phil a little bit that we start calling around and saying, you got 4 cases, 5 cases, 6 cases, reserve this for us. You know, we've had that sort of expansion from the late 90s into the 2000s, working with the local farmers and trying to give them a heads up about our volume and what we need for a school year. I've also worked with John Waite at the Community Development Corporation. So when they harvest in the fall, he has a setup down at the CDC where he can freeze local vegetables and then still do our local contribution in the off season.
More of our local hero spotlight with Mike McCarthy from Deerfield Academy on how the elite of the world are investing in our community, and more of Good Ben Clark's Pie coming up.
I want to taste this pie.
All right, let's taste the pie.
All right, guys.
Good Ben Clark apples. 2,500 meals a day, Mike McCarthy at Deerfield Academy there. What are some of the things at Deerfield Academy that are like the hot items, like everybody goes crazy for, like regardless of what country they're coming from, when it's this day, everyone goes insane.
It's the buffalo chicken sandwich is what they really go crazy over.
Yeah, nice.
And they probably eat about 1,500 of those.
They eat an actual buffalo's worth.
They eat a ton
of buffalo chicken.
And one of our, you know, one of our big favorites there is also our chicken pot pie. So we make it from scratch. We use the local potatoes, onions, carrots. We make our own stock. We make our own pastry topping. So that's a big favorite. And a lot of the international students who first come to Deerfield don't really know what chicken pot pie is. And when they have it, they just fall in love with it. And it's a very requested type of thing.
Nice.
So we try to balance tradition along with sort of a more of a cutting edge type of cuisine.
How do students give input about what they're going to be eating?
Yeah, so it comes in a lot of different ways. One of the primary ways is I have lunch with a group of students that we call the food committee every Tuesday. And I sit down and eat lunch with them. They get feedback from the student body and they bring the information or the feedback to the meeting that we have lunch at. So we sit down, we break bread together, we talk a little bit.
Literal feedback.
Yes. They can be fairly critical of what we do, but they also are very diplomatic about how they give me that feedback. It's one of the favorite parts of my week, 14 teenagers and having lunch and listen to things like, oh, we would like to have this type of latte. We would like to have this type of fruit. We would like to have this. And then there's others where it's like, we want more meat and potato. So the variety of feedback is just, I never know what they're going to say some days when I sit down with them.
Good Ben Clark has to be on the board of CESA and has to be on the board of Deerfield Academy. He needs to get on a food committee. That's my kind of committee.
Ben has an open invitation to come and sit down with them.
We are now eating the apple pie from Deerfield Academy's bakery with Good Ben Clark from Clarkdale Fruit Farm Apples. That's a good apple pie.
That is a really good apple pie.
You know what I eat apple pie with? Got this from my father-in-law. Peanut butter. It's delicious. Once you do it, you'll never go back. It's like chicken pot pie for the international students. Mike McCarthy, who is the director of food service at Deerfield Academy, serving 2,500 meals a day to the future leaders of the entire world. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.